Well, talking about parasites and things that cause us to be ill, there's a very interesting paper which has been published in the journal Science Translational Medicine this week. It's by researchers at City of Hope, which is a research institution in California, David Giugiusto and his colleagues. And they have been looking at the question of HIV, talking about pandemics, and probably the worst pandemic we've ever faced is HIV. 7,000 new infections with HIV happening every single day, 7,000 deaths from HIV, give or take, every single day. It's an important global health problem. We've got drugs for HIV, antiretrovirals. The problem with them is that although they're very good at reducing the amount of virus in the bloodstream and therefore helping to keep people who are infected with HIV healthy for a long time, the major problem is that the virus has another trick up its sleeve. It inserts a copy of its genetic material into the host's DNA. So even though someone may have very low levels of virus in their bloodstream, lurking inside their DNA is the genetic message for the virus, which can very easily come back out and produce new virus particles. And trying to get at that virus is impossible because it's part of you. So what the researchers now think is that we actually need a way to target the virus genetically. And so there's this school of thought that we need to create what are known as genetic medicines that will target this, what's known as a pro-virus hiding inside our genome. What this group have done in California is to do one of the first trials of a successful technique that might just do that. They took patients who had HIV, they took white blood cells, stem cells from these patients, and in the dish, they added to those cells genes which are known to make it more difficult for HIV to grow. So genes that either turn off the virus or act as decoys to stop some of the virus particles that are made during infection from being assembled into a mature virus. Once they knew that those cells had been transduced in this way, so in other words, they could make these antiviral genes, they then put those cells back into the patients and followed them up. And 2 years after they began following them up, most of these seven patients have still got detectable cells making these messages in their bloodstream. And this shows you can safely transduce blood cells and put them into an antiviral state so they are better able to defend themselves from getting infected with HIV via this sort of technique. This is only an initial step, therefore it's very preliminary, but it does mean that we now know where to start, and the next step will be to do a much bigger trial, putting many more cells into people like this and then following them up to see if the modified cells really do translate into a biological effect. In other words, the person is defending themselves better against HIV rather than it progressively damaging their immune system, which is what eventually causes AIDS. Sarah.
Well,